Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What a lively Sunday audience.
Turn it down a notch.
Yeah.
Did you fucking tell them I died?
Yeah.
It's a miracle.
Friendship is forever. Friendship never ends. It doesn't matter what time you're in, you're still a dragon friend. A fucking dragon friend.
Deep in the tunnels that run the distance of Waterdeep, beneath the buildings, beneath the streets, beneath even the subterranean halls of the Beggar King, there is a library. This is a library free zone with which you will be familiar. Mm-hmm. Sweat is breaking out on Ben's brow as he reads this intro. And Hing, you see as you're sitting next to him that his skin has turned an alarming shade of grey. It is the Library of Lost Things. Any book, the story goes, that is destroyed or misplaced or simply forgotten will, through a power not understood. Simon, you can see that Ben's hands are balled up into fists, the knuckles are white, and the nails are digging so hard into the palms of his hands that blood has started trickling to the floor. You have just enough time to observe that the blood is a dirty brown colour. The colour of sewage runoff, just before his head slams down on the table. Nobody says anything for a bit. Then after a few seconds, he lets out a low, guttural groan as his head lifts up again. His eyes are now milky white, and they are looking at you all without a hint of recognition. This is the beginning of the end of the world. And that's the game we're playing today. So Simon, Eden, Alex, Hing, Tom, and yes, Dave will be playing themselves as this story unfolds. I've gotten you guys to all stat each other out with your various traits and abilities.
And you statted me out, is that right?
I statted you out, yes.
Okay, so okay. One for vitality?
I mean, Dave, the numbers have to go somewhere.
All right.
You all have positive physical features and negative physical features, positive mental, negative mental, positive social, negative social. Is there anything you guys want to raise that's on your sheets?
I just want to point out that my social negative is that I can only comprehend one person at a time. So please, no argument.
What do you mean by that, Eden?
Eden?
Yeah, Eden, what do you mean by that?
What?
Anything else that needs...
Someone put as my positive mental feature, manipulative little bitch. I mean, it's true. And my negative social feature can be too intimidating.
Oh.
I don't think I'm fucking intimidating.
You're so nice.
So, Ben, you've said I'm disliked by most animals. I cannot drive. I can withstand huge amounts of bullying. And then for negative physical feature, you've written Crohn's disease.
I mean, it's not a positive. You would agree it's not a positive, Dave.
I had a lot of surgery to put this behind me, okay?
Well,
you gave me ADHD yesterday, so...
Well,
I didn't give you ADHD, mate.
All right, so here we go. Here we are. Ben has stood up, knocking his chair over as he stands. I want to point out that even in his current state, he doesn't manage to fall off the stage like a fucking idiot.
At this point, I turn to Dave and I roll my eyes and go...
Glug, glug.
Yeah, Ben, are you... You said you could do this. Are you okay? Because I can DM the show.
He says nothing. He starts making his way toward beloved Tom Carty, TikTok sensation and musician for the Dragon Fans.
I recognize this as the startings of something.
Sure.
And I'm going to take my water bottle and just clock Ben in the back
of
the head
shit.
With it.
All he's done is stand up and walk.
That is King. You could do that to any of us. Any of us could be in that situation.
Well, no one ever... Turn away from me.
Ben has reached Tom and he's reaching out to
Tom.
No,
I'm clocking.
You're getting clocked.
Before I even have a chance to do that.
I reckon you stand. It's because you made a noise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my eyes look weird.
Okay, yeah. Weird eyes, noise, grey skin. I'm clocking you in the back of the head. Okay.
Holy crap.
So okay. Ben's now fallen on top of me.
Yeah, we probably should do a check for that, shouldn't
okay,
we?
Okay, so I'm gonna
make it pretty easy because my back's to you.
Okay.
What's your strength? We'll make it physical.
Physical, so it's 3.
It's cool.
And I'm going to use my surprisingly fit trait that someone's given me.
So I'm just going to give you...
made all your traits for you today.
Oh, thank
I'm going to give you 3 dice.
Because it doesn't look it.
I know it doesn't.
It always surprises me. Yeah.
No, I look at you and I think, blow that, cancel that out. Yep.
2 successes. Yep.
2 successes and no damage.
Yeah. Do I cave your head in?
You...
Like a soft, overripe watermelon?
Yeah.
Because this bottle is full of water, so it weighs about a kilo.
We know it's full of water, actually, because it... Well, actually, the only thing we can rule out is cum. So
yeah, we know it's not filled with
God,
cum.
God, what a way to
well,
go.
Well, that's quite heavy. It's a metal.
Yeah, it's
can
metal.
I just,
it's stainless
can I
steel.
Please
it's quality
just, like,
water bottle,
I have
actually.
One request.
I'd probably pay about $30 for it.
Would you? That seems to me like so much money. Can I just have one request? And I can't actually do this because I've been clocked in the back of the head before I got asked this, but could you please tell Anya and Moses that I died literally any other way than being clocked in the head with a water bottle that says not filled with cum?
I'm sorry, Anya. Yeah, your husband was killed by a water bottle positively brimming with cum.
So you hear a funny noise, a noise that doesn't sound quite right, and like a noise that you don't want a head to make, basically. And
Hink, you just killed our friend.
No, he's not our friend anymore.
What the fuck, dude?
What the fuck was that?
He's turning into something. It's a monster.
No,
he's
hung dead.
Over.
So,
he hung over and he
so
hit
I've
it with
slumped
a water
onto
bottle.
Eden.
Uh-huh.
Who's going to DM the rest of... All right, I'll DM it.
So, so Eden,
yeah,
you...
Yeah, where's this library?
Okay, so there's a lot
of... Yeah, Ali, could you just...
Yeah, and there's magic in the books.
Eden, can you roll for me... To see if
a
you
dungeon mastering check.
Can you roll for me? I don't know. Like use your like kind of logic, I guess, on this one.
Okay, logic. Logic 3. So I roll a blue one.
Yeah. Can you roll 2 blue?
Yep.
And no red. That's fine.
Yeah. I got a
great.
2.
You pass.
I pass.
You notice actually that I'm still kind of moving. My hand is like starting to sort of twitch a little bit next to your hand.
Do you want more creative input into this, Ben? Do you want to still? Because I'm just kind of going off the direction that you've started. And then there's a kobold.
Okay, you...
Ben's friendly. He's friendly.
Ben's
do you want to do the voice of
what's
the kobold,
what's the kobold's
Ben?
Name?
Ben's head starts lolling kind of toward you, Eden.
Okay, what's that? What's the voice? What's the name of the kobold?
And you, there's just...
Gurgle, gurgle, yeah, gurgle. Just yeah, great. Cool. Gurgle, gurgle, gurgle has a mission for all of you.
Look, this might be unpopular. I'm with Hing on this, and I just start whacking him with my microphone.
What is going on? What are you doing?
Dunk, 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 dunk.
Okay, he's that. You don't need to check for that. He's dead.
Oh, my God, finally.
He is well and truly dead. The audience, ever the
all right,
cowards.
Everyone, let's get our story straight. Okay? Ben tripped on this water bottle.
Ali, lock the doors. Nobody leaves until we sort this out.
Yeah.
Well,
team time.
Well,
all right.
I'm gonna make you check for that because the audiences, Dragon Friends audiences, are loyal, but they're also cowards.
And so I wanted to lock the doors.
And so basically, as soon as Simon starts to bash me to death with a microphone, everybody gets up and sprints for the doors. If you want to try and calm them, you can.
No, everybody come here. Grab the microphone. We're doing this Orient Express style.
Okay.
If we all killed him, then we're all guilty.
Eden, everybody's pretty panicked, so I'm just going to give you 1 dice and potentially 2 red.
Is this social?
Yeah, this will be charisma.
This is charisma, okay.
And you have quite high charisma, so you might pass. There.
Yeah, unfortunately, Eden can only comprehend 1 person at a time.
And it's all right, an audience is a troop.
Okay, is everybody on board?
So you roll.
Oh no, I don't.
Definitely
pass.
Fail. You take it. 2 points of, let's say, social.
Look, I just
damage.
Started riffing. I thought something would come, and it didn't.
Can I stand on the table? I want to use my feature bossy mum voice.
You can try.
That's been given. I go, everyone.
Wait, can I just ask why you don't want people to leave?
Well, I just would like some answers, really.
Okay.
Everyone's just panicking. You're all acting like a bunch of chooks.
Uh huh.
With your heads cut off.
Uh huh.
His head's off.
Uh-huh.
What's going on? Michael, what did you do that for? Can you please say why you killed your friend?
He got bitten.
What do you mean?
By Tom Gleason. And I heard.
And now you're going to finish the job?
No, I heard a rumor.
Yeah.
That Tom Gleason.
Yeah, I read it on Squirrel Comedy.
Yeah.
So.
Tom Gleason's a zombie, I imagine.
No, I think you said Tom Gleason killed in his set last night. That doesn't make him a zombie.
So speak of Tom Gleason and he shall appear. As the audience are sort of filing out, you hear a scream from, let's say, this person here. What's your name? Finn. Love the name.
Can you scream for us?
Can we hear the scream?
Can we hear a scream? Yeah, great.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
And Finn says, "Oh my God, it's Tom Gleason! I'm such a huge fan, Mr. Gore." As Finn is has his neck ripped out.
Did Gleason come to our show?
Gleason came to our show.
Wow! Well, he was
on the street.
That could be huge for us.
It could be massive for us. He's just.
Can he get me on the weekly?
He's just ripped the throat of an audience member out.
Oh,
poor Finn.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. All right. So something's happening. Tom Gleason is a zombie. He bit Ben. What about this guy? His throat's ripped out? Do we have to worry about him? Is he going to turn into a zombie?
It's more
this
of
a hard quiz.
Or is there only a
Okay, I'm going to flip this table and holding onto the legs, barge into the audience and push everyone back.
Well, hang on. No, we don't know that they're zombies.
He just...
Everyone, is anyone here a zombie? Yeah, if you are a zombie, we'll give you comps to next month's show. You got to give them an incentive.
Yeah.
All right. Can you please, just as a show hands, make a gurgling death rattle if you are a zombie?
All right, let's get the fuck out of here, I think.
Oh, there's a cover.
Oh, shit. Okay,
so body of Finn is on the ground.
Uh-huh.
The body of Tom Gleason is standing at the door. I'd say most of the audience has rushed down the either side.
Uh-huh.
What are you guys going
to
do?
So we need some weapons. We need to prepare.
Yeah. I'm going to go. There's a fan over there. Yep. I'm going to go crack open the cane and like snap off the blades.
Okay.
I'm going to use the cage on the front of the fan.
Sure.
And my belt to fashion a shield.
Wonderful.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah.
This is very, very resourceful.
I'm still thinking.
Okay. From the recent renovations they did here at Comedy Republic, mm-hmm. I saw a full tin of paint out the back.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And an extension cord.
You gonna home alone them?
I'm gonna tie the extension cord around the tin of paint.
Uh huh.
And as like a fucking.
Oh, like a mace.
Yeah, like a mace.
Critically, how full of paint is it?
It's not full of cum. It's quite full.
Was the dungeon master last time we did this yesterday.
Yes.
So I prepared something earlier. So I'm just.
What did you?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh shit!
Hey. Did you?
So I just write that down. Do I just sledgehammer?
Actually, can you just write down Molnir?
Did you go and buy a sledgehammer?
No, it turns out that there was a whole bunch of tools sitting set on the other side of the room. It was over this, or it was going to be a bandolier of power drills. But I was worried I would get in trouble with Ali.
So you've got a sledgehammer.
Dave,
you're all armed. Cardi, are you gonna take anything with you?
I'm gonna use the leads, and I'm gonna strap the keyboard to myself like a Dick Van Dyke sort of walking band toy.
So you can still provide music while we
can't
play.
Hurt anyone, but just play the music still.
Wonderful. Okay. So
I'm gonna grab a mic stand.
Yeah, great. Okay, so
everybody... I wanted to do the fan thing, but they did it, and I don't want to look like I'm copying them.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, and I'm gonna go and grab my toothbrush and snap off the end, so I've got a shiv.
Why do you have your toothbrush?
Because we're going to the airport after this.
Oh, okay.
I got all my bags. I got all my shit in there.
So you've got a shiv. Everybody, write this down.
Yeah.
I can't understand. Shiv.
Yeah.
Paint, sledgehammer, Molotov cocktail.
What?
What? No, hang on.
I'm also going to make myself a Molotov cocktail.
How?
Oh, yeah, that down the bottom.
I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to get myself a big thing of whiskey. I'm going to rip off a bit of fabric from one of the seats downstairs and wrap it up. Now, they've got a couple of cigarette lighters, even though you can't do smoking downstairs because they sometimes use steel cables.
I got a lighter.
Smoke like a smoker.
I checked it with Ollie, so then we're going to use that for the end. And then Molotov cocktail.
That's very good.
I'm going to die.
Okay, so you had... Dave's down at the bar. The place is really emptying out. Mm-hmm. Gleason is still at the door, but he kind of is in pursuit. One thing you notice as Gleason moves is that he moves very slowly. He really shuffles and shambles in a way that you would not expect of Tom Gleason, who's a very spry person.
Mm.
And also you see as you're like running down the stairs, Finn starting to reanimate.
Oh, shit.
What about Ben?
Oh, he's long gone. Yeah.
He's not even going to reanimate.
Well, you know, because you...
Remove the head.
We caved his head in.
We caved his head in.
So we know how to kill them.
Brain.
Yeah, I mean, you could infer that.
Yeah, classically, zombies, you kill them through brains or fire, I think.
Yeah,
fire
also works. Yeah, no, I don't really like zombie movies, but, you know, I've sort of dated guys who like to watch. I'm pretty sure to kill a zombie, you have to eat their brains. That's the only way to do it, okay? So just keep that in mind.
Okay, so you're gonna leave the building?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Okay.
Okay, where are we gonna leave to though?
Well, there's only one exit of this building.
Okay.
Yep. And it's onto Burke Street.
Yeah, we're gonna go onto Burke Street.
So you spill out onto Burke Street, the five of you?
Five. And we go right.
Six of you.
Six
to
of
KFC.
You find Burke Street in a sort of chaos. It seems like there are several fights breaking out along the street. A woman out the front of KFC is being held back by several Good Samaritans. She tries to claw at everyone in her vicinity.
So a normal day at KFC.
A normal day. of greater concern is a group of maybe 200 people, all of whom are wearing some sort of like hospital gear, like hospital
gowns.
Gowns.
Uh-huh.
Like a fun run.
Like, yeah, not unlike a fun run.
What?
But they are not...
No, like in the colour run, and there'll be like a team from like the local hospital, and they'll
sure.
all be...
They'll all be in the
only my brain went there.
All in the gowns with their butts hanging out, going for a fun run.
And they are like...
Genitals flapping in the breeze.
They are probably just before Russell. You know that place, that bookshop called the Hill of Content or the Hill of Content? They're like there.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they're walking toward Comedy Republic down that hill.
Okay.
A tram.
Do they look zombified?
Well, I'll tell you what, Michael. They're moving very slowly. They're shambling. A tram, one of Melbourne's famous trams.
Are we talking old-timey City Circle tram or new
this
tram?
This is a new tram.
Okay.
And it lets out that kind of cheerful ding as it's trying to get these people to move out of the way.
Uh-huh.
And it just runs down like 10 of them, say.
But it gave a cheerful ding first.
Well, because that's something I've noticed. Trams don't have an angry horn. It's just like ding, 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 hello. So it does that now.
Is the tram making its?
Is the tram going to stop in Burke Street?
No, it keeps going down Burke. Damn. It's not opening its doors. Alex, you suddenly feel a hand on your shoulder and you spin around in panic to find a man whose face is almost entirely splattered with blood. Bits of what you, if you had the presence of mind to notice, are almost definitely bone and brain in his beard. It is the face of Mark Bonanno, and he joins us now.
Hello.
So, Mark.
Wait. So, what does Mark look like? He's got bone and blood in his beard.
You know what I mean? He's really splattered with gore. Now, Mark, okay. I had to stat you out.
Yeah.
And we didn't actually know each other very well. So,
no.
So I asked Naomi, your partner, to stat you out. And she's given you some features there. So there's your character sheet.
Yeah, sick.
If you'd like to sort of see anything that leaps out at you.
Social. Oh, right. Social, she has great with children, which is true.
It's an example of a positive feature.
Of a positive. But the negative goes and stands in the bathroom when overwhelmed. kind of wish I was in the bathroom right now.
She's also said that you are very good at talking somebody off a ledge. She says that you are... Yeah.
All right.
When somebody's spiraling, you're very good at, like,
talking them down. And giving them, letting them know that they're funny. That's what I'm going to say. No, you're funny. You're all right.
But also,
whether you should jump or not, I can't make that decision. That's entirely up to you.
She says you can run long distances and that you insist on bare feet. That's the negative.
Yes, that's true.
Are those bare feet you insist on? Yours or for other people?
Are you like a connoisseur?
A connoisseur of bare feet? Sure. Let's go with yes on that one.
So you...
Classic foot pervert.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've got some other traits that might come up. Mark, you are out the front of the Comedy Republic right now. You've just grabbed Alex, who you know. Obviously, you're all playing yourselves.
Uh-huh.
Alex, do you say anything? Mark, do you say anything?
Like, what, Mark? Stay away from me. Oh. You're covered in blood. Are you a zombie?
No.
Have you been bitten?
Yes.
not like in any time in your life. Have you been bitten by a zombie today?
Well, I don't know. Akmal bit me.
Akmal bit you?
Akmal bit me.
Was Akmal a zombie?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I think it was a hate crime.
Wait. Show us where Akmal bit you.
What? Oh, you don't want to... It's private.
Akmal bit you on the dick?
that's an assumption that you've made. I don't think he likes wogs. I don't know what happened.
Why are you covered in blood? What happened? What?
Oh, that's just... Don't worry about that.
I'm freaking out right now, guys.
There are pieces of bone in your beard.
I just saw 10 people get run over by a tram. Hing murdered Ben with a cum bottle. I'm freaking out right now. And I'm like pushing him back with my mic stand. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you better prove to me that you're like... You're human.
You're funny. Calm down.
This is actually good. This is a check I want you to make.
What specifically did you see me in that you thought I was?
Mark, I'm going to give you three dice to get this. You're going to have to roll. One of these blue dice is going to have to be lower than you've got quite high charisma. You've got like 5, don't you?
Yeah, well, fuck yeah.
Yeah, you have 4 charisma.
Fuck yeah, Naomi. That's what a legend.
So yeah, just...
5 empathy and a 2 for logic.
Yep.
Checks out.
So can you please roll those dice and tell me if any of them? Do you have a red?
Do I do? No, I need one red in there.
Yeah, one red in there because it's.
Okay.
Is anything there lower than... Yeah, great. So you pass that, but also because you don't cancel out that red, you take a little bit of social damage, just one, because it's stressful somebody waving a microphone stand in your face.
It is.
It's not pleasant.
No.
So, but Alex, you back down.
Oh, yeah. No, he thinks I'm funny. So he's, he must still be himself, you know, to have that presence of mind to realise. So
at the very least, Alex is convinced that for now, Mark Bonanno... is not a danger. The horde is now coming down, Burke. It's probably they are really slow, but they've probably reached Russell.
Okay.
So they're like a block away still.
Can we make it to the Hill of Content?
That would be running toward them.
Let's get away from them. Let's run away from Mark. But
you're a local. Where should we go?
Well, I can run for ages. That's what it What's says.
Where would we be safe from zombies?
Where?
Sorry, you guys, here are some maps.
Hypothetical, Mark. Zombies are attacking the city. You know Melbourne.
Yeah.
Where will we be safe?
Let's go to Brunswick. Just because there's nice food there.
Is this going to be like... Is this going to be last night where you were like, oh, there's a bar, and then we walk for 20
there
minutes?
There was a bar. They were having
there
an
wasn't
event.
A bar.
And we weren't allowed in. No one wanted to pay the $30 entry fee. Thank you very much. I took us to a very nice bar. Let's go to Brunswick. And
okay. So does that mean you're at least on your journey? Because a journey to Brunswick starts with but one step.
But yeah. So do our phones work?
The 12.
Are our phones working, or is the telecommunications?
This is a really
out?
Interesting point because all of a sudden, all of you get a text message at once.
Oh.
Your phones are working, and
Ben?
It's. It's a text. It looks like it's from the Victorian Health Department, and it's telling everybody to stay indoors. Which
minus from Domino's with a coupon code.
it's saying quarantine measures reactivated. Remain indoors, remain calm. The army is on the way.
The army,
the Australian army.
The Australian army is on the way to deal with this. They don't say. They don't actually say what it is. They just tell you that the army is on the way and for you to remain calm.
And they say the word ambize.
Old day, ancient may, it says, the ambize.
It's a government health message and it says stay safe and then there's a winky emoji.
All right, Mark, as the local from Melbourne, where's the closest army base?
Oh.
You must know this.
State Library Victoria. There's got to be an underground
is there
one there.
Is there an army base there, Ben?
Is there an? Are you asking me if there's an army base in the state?
There's at least books about it.
Yeah,
in the very least.
I'm just saying because in this world,
the military history.
In
section,
this world that we live in,
yeah, which is the world.
It's the world. So there's no changes aside from
zombies.
Okay,
that's probably the biggest and most significant change.
Okay, that'll work really well for us because it's next to a beach Churrasco Brazilian barbecue. So
wow, actually, could that be a good place to get weapons? Like a lot of those very
big swords. Let's go to the Churrasco place.
All right, we go to the Churrasco place.
So
oh, no, but there's no
In what this direction?
First, your first time traveling with us, it's very important. Don't turn your back to Hing at any moment.
I will cave your head in with a bottle.
So, Mark, you've made the decision that you've been bit by Akmal. That's going to start becoming relevant soon, but okay. For now you feel basically okay.
Yeah.
Hang on. Do you know if Akmal was a zombie?
Can anybody know the mind of Akmal?
Is there a test we can do?
Look, I'm just going to... Let's. It might come back.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So which direction down Burke are you going to get to this place? Are you going up or down, basically?
Is Tarasco on the map?
Yeah, it's here. It's like north.
It's past... Okay, we're going to go up... Up Swanston?
Yeah, we've hit Swanston and we've
turned. So you're on
right.
Swanston. Okay, great.
Yep. We're passing stalactites.
So you're on the corner of Burke and Swanston. Who's at the front? Who's at the front of the party?
I've got a shield. I'll go first.
And Mark's kind of leading the way, so he's there. Who else is at the front?
Chuck-a-nut.
Middle.
I'm going to walk behind him so he doesn't cave my head in.
Exactly. Let's all walk behind him.
I'm at the back.
No, we can't.
Yeah. I'm at the back.
I'm just walking backwards.
Yeah, we're all walking backwards.
With my eyes locked
we're Mark? Like a sculling team, and Hing's just...
Mark, Alex, and Hing, can you make for me... can you make for me a dex save? You get two and two. And let me know if you've passed or failed that.
There you go. Okay.
Oh, the beautiful sound of dice.
Failed. I failed.
Mark fails.
The Valley of Chance.
You fail as well.
I failed.
Okay, so an ambulance comes careening down Swanston. It seems to come out of nowhere. And you know those statues of those three skinny blokes?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with the suitcases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you are, that's where the three of you are because you're at the front.
Uh-huh.
And you don't leap out in, both of you don't get out of the way in time. And so you take, let's say 3 points of physical damage as you get hit by an ambulance.
Is that, one ambulance is worse?
Jesus. Yes.
So the ambulance, but it doesn't hurt you as much because the three guys kind of stop it a bit. So you are, but you are kind of
a bit.
You know what I mean? It kind of slows them down. So the ambulance is like kind of up on its side. It whacks you over. You go flying a little bit.
Right.
And the ambulance is on its side now.
Is the back door open?
The back door is not open. There's like a real silence as the other party kind of. Are you guys going to catch up and see if they're okay?
Yeah, let's check it out.
Because in like Grand Theft Auto and games like that, you can usually get like a first aid kit from an ambulance.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that might be helpful because Mark
got bit by Akmal.
He did, and then both of them have been hit by an ambulance. I don't know if I mentioned. the irony of that is not lost on any of you because ambulance is meant to help people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe one of you remarks that even.
They were driving that very dangerously.
Your arm, Al, is in pretty bad shape.
Okay, so arm in bad shape.
Can't really move it.
How bad did the other statues pulverize? Were they in bits and pieces?
No, they're like just bent over.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
Can I get in the back of the ambulance?
Sure. So you start hearing. Yeah, actually, no. You if you're that gung ho about it,
I'm opening the doors.
Okay, great.
With my shield. I got a shield. Nothing can hurt me. I got a shield. Holes.
In the back of the ambulance is two EMTs.
Mm-hmm. Like a fun run.
Like a fun run, yeah.
The genitals flapping in the breeze.
Two EMTs who are clearly trying to resuscitate the third person, who's a well-dressed man.
Is it Akmal?
It's not Akmal.
It's Tom Gleason.
It is, in fact, Eddie Maguire.
Okay.
Stop them. Stop them. Stop them. Quick.
So.
Thank you. I wish he was dead.
Well, Mark Banana, you are in luck.
Yep.
Because he is, and the EMTs are as well. You get the sense of what's happened here is they were probably trying to revive him. He zombified, bit both of them, and so now you have three zombies, one of which is Eddie Maguire.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to sledgehammer one of them.
You got a sledgehammer, which
in.
One?
I run in because I know the adrenaline's going to wear
off
soon.
Why don't we just close the doors? Dave's inside. Okay.
Wait, now you're closing the doors?
Yeah, it'll be fine. Good luck, Dave!
Cage match.
Sorry, did you lock Dave in the ambulance?
It's so rare I get to play this with you. Do not lock me in the ambulance.
Okay, I open the door immediately because I feel guilty.
No, there's three in there. There's three in there.
Potentially four now.
Lock it. Eden, lock it. Trust your instincts.
No, I'm going to the bathroom.
I'm
going to
the
bathroom.
I'm going to lock it, but I'm not going to stop you locking it. If you want to do it, hang the
All right, fine, I lock the door.
No, no, that is not fair. Okay. You know that Dave's going to tire out with that sledgehammer after about two swings.
Well, David.
Thank you for trying to stand up for me there, Alex, but I made Hing's character sheet, and it does have refusal to listen as a feature.
David, I want you to tell me who you're going to go for. You're locked in there. You've got your sledgehammer. There's not a lot of swinging room. It's not a great weapon.
No, I instantly regret the decision, not least of all, because I'm now locked inside.
There's some other stuff in the ambulance if you want to look around.
Realistically, you could open it. Yeah, it couldn't be locked from the outside.
I thought Hing's not holding the doors closed.
No, I'm not. I haven't barred them shut yet.
I'm gonna. I, the battle rage is on me. I'm gonna attack one of the EMTs.
Okay, with now the sledgehammer. With the sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do two and two.
All right. And so my strength, my vitality is two. I roll a one, which is success, but I take 2 points of stress.
Yeah. Yes. That's great. You cave in the EMT, a doctor. You cave in someone who dedicated their life to helping other people.
Nice.
Their skull. Yeah. You go full Gallagher on their skull. And yeah, what do you want to do next?
Get out of the ambulance, please.
Okay, so you go to the doors?
Yeah.
Hing, on the other side of the doors, you see that the door that you just closed start to open.
That's all right.
It's not locked.
Okay, I let Dave out, and I go, remember what I did for you. And I close the door behind him.
I sigh, and I give Hing the Molotov.
Okay, thank you.
Are we locking them in? Like, we should lock the door and make sure those zombies don't...
Can you do a dex check for me, please?
Let's use some leftover cables that,
First of all, I just want to see if you she does it in time.
Oh, yeah.
You right. don't. You fail that quite comprehensively.
I do have a broken arm. Why did I do this job? Yeah.
So one of them at the very least is out, the other EMT. Eddie's still locked in there, mm-hmm. but the other EMT is out. And you notice, like, it's so exciting, and you guys feel so energized because you have this incredible soundtrack. Because Tom's there with his thing, but Tom Carty lets out a yelp as the EMT grabs for him.
No,
Tom Carty,
precious Tom,
you're the only one we like.
Don't worry, even as a zombie, I won't stop playing high action music, guys.
If he's lunging at him, I'm gonna go up behind him and with my two fan blades reach like in front of him and like.
Just gag
it. Okay. Go for the two and two and two. Two
is
and
that
two.
The zombie or Tom?
No, who will do the soundtrack, Simon?
The zombie.
Oh no, you do not pass and you take one bit of stress, please.
Oh, stress.
You're not used to this weapon. And you kind of try and do it, and you actually accidentally like kind of fling it to the side in your kind of haste to do it.
Okay.
So the zombie bites Tom.
It's biting Tom Carty. Yeah.
Tom, you've been bitten. Do you want me to do it?
Yeah. Wait a second. Someone else but Hing.
What do you mean?
I don't want to give you
it's
the
all
satisfaction.
Right. We respect you enough, Tom, to not let Hing do it.
Come on. Tom, don't you want me to... No, you know I'll do a good job.
I don't want
someone... I'm going to shiv him with my toothbrush shiv.
Shivs won't work. He's a zombie, you fucking moron. You're going to kick his head.
If I do it right into his eyeballs, it'll go into his brain.
Oh, you're going to do that? Okay, good. Okay, fine. Okay, we'll do that then. We'll just try and shiv his eyeballs then, Ethan. Yeah,
Tom is a willing participant in this, I assume.
All right, man.
So you get like 3-1.
Okay, 3-1. Three reds?
That's no, three blue, blues
one,
and a red.
One red.
Can't we do it like Shaun of the Dead where he stays around and plays video games?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you pass?
No, I've changed my mind. I don't want him dead. I'm going to tie a cable around his mouth to make
yes.
like a gag so he can't bite us.
Okay.
Oh, put the cage on his face. Put the shield
around his head.
Okay, great. You're okay. Like the thing in Mad Max. Oh.
I just bend it around his head.
Is it like a flea collar?
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. He's like,
You better just keep that soundtrack running, buddy.
Does somebody want to deal with the...
TikTok.
Does somebody want to deal with the zombie?
This is going to be great for his
numbers. I'll take another swing with the sledgehammer. Is it
right.
All right, so...
And I'm going to... Because I think you got a lot of confidence from that first one, so do 3-2 for me.
Oh, thank you. That's great. And that means I needed... Nope. it doesn't work. I take 2 points of stress, and I fail.
Okay, anybody else?
I hand the sledgehammer to Mark.
Oh, no. I insist he takes his shoes off.
And let's do 2-2, Mark.
2-2, all right.
Yep. That passes, great.
Yes.
Mark, you whack him dead and he goes down. You hear from the inside of the ambulance some banging on the door.
Uh-huh.
Is it like from Australia's Sweetheart Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
It sounds very much like that, yes. But you also hear something else. You hear a phone ringing.
Ooh.
From the inside of the ambulance.
Huh. Who could be calling Eddie McGuire right now?
And I look through the glass and I say, "You're locked in, Eddie."
I just like getting caught in the riff. I'm gonna be like, "Hey, Eddie, do you want to use a lifeline?" And I'm gonna light the Molotov cocktail, open the ambulance, and throw it in. I'm gonna bomb an ambulance.
Okay.
And then we're gonna run. Okay. After we set the ambulance on fire.
Okay.
You... And I'm going to say, "Who wants to be a killionaire?"
Yeah, get him, get him, get him.
This might do some damage to me, but while Hing does that, I'm going to try and duck in and grab the phone from Eddie as he falls backwards and pull it out.
Great, yeah, because he's holding it.
In the ambulance, Dave.
No, because Hing's not going to do it to me twice.
He's holding it. Let's do 3-1.
There's right. So much explosion going on, Dave.
I know. Okay, so this is hard one, and it's dexterity, and I am starting to take a bit of...
No, I did say, I meant, sorry, 2-2.
Oh, 2-2? Oh, okay. In that case, so I take 1 point of stress and I grab the phone.
Great. How's everybody doing in terms of their health?
Perfect.
Pretty chill. Pretty good.
I'm a zombie with something around my head.
Tom, you're not zombified just yet.
Oh, so I'm just wearing this thing around my head.
It's a precautionary measure, Tom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me and Mark are both about half dead.
Yeah, half gone.
I know okay. It's itchy. You can't take it off.
Come on. Just scratch it.
It's your responsibility to wear a face mask.
So you have Eddie's phone?
Yeah, it's still ringing?
It's still ringing.
All right.
The name says Pete.
Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
I answer it and I'm like,
"Oh no, it's Pete Evans."
Yeah.
Hello?
And you hear the voice of...
And instantly regret my belief that I could do an Eddie McGuire voice.
you hear the voice of Peter Helliot. And he's going...
I put it on speaker.
He's going, "Eddie, where the fuck are you, mate?"
Eddie's
dead. Where are you?
You've got to get to the bunker, mate. You've got to get to the bunker.
Where's
at Crown.
We're trying to get him to the bunker. Where's the bunker?
Who the fuck is this?
Pete. Sorry, it's Michael Hing. We met once when I did the project, but you probably don't remember me. Anyway, we talked a little bit about Collingwood, a football team.
Did you get the call too?
Yeah.
Did you get the call about the bunker and the airstrike?
Oh, the one in Crown Casino?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're heading there now. We're heading there now.
Wait, what?
Wait, how did you...
Because he's at Crown before.
Oh.
I just heard a little fragment of that. Yeah, we're coming there now.
Well, great, be quick because the airstrike's coming soon.
Yeah.
Pete Elliott, it's me, Corinne Grant.
Corinne, hang on. I thought you were in the bunker here with me.
I forgot something. I'll see you soon. Again.
Before we go, Mr. Helio, was there a passcode or anything that we needed to get into the bunker?
You what? Know the passcode, and he hangs up.
Obviously, yes. Thank you.
Why would Eddie call Pete Helio Mr. Helio?
Because he's respectful.
Think of
the most powerful man in television, yeah. Pete Helio.
So you now get the sense that maybe the government is not being honest with what their actual plan to solve this problem is. And you've just picked up some more information. Right. You are currently, by the way, still on the corner of Swanson and Burke, near those statues.
Let's go to Crown Casino.
We could drive in an ambulance that wasn't exploded.
Yeah, can we turn the ambulance onto its side?
No, it's blown up. I molotoved it.
We exploded it.
Also, let's get real. None of us could, even all of us together, couldn't like flip an ambulance back over.
No, Crown Casino's not a long walk. It's like a 15-minute walk.
About 15 minutes. Yeah.
Let's go.
How are you going to go?
We're going to go down Swanson towards Flinders Street. Then we're going to go through that tunnel at the station that goes across the river that goes directly into Crown.
I don't know about tunnels. Tunnels sound bad.
We've got weapons. We'll be fine.
I don't have any weapons actually. Mine got thrown away by
accident. What about boat? Zombies can't swim. Is there a boat on the...
Yeah, you could get a taxi. You could get a boat
let's
taxi
call a water
down
taxi.
The Yarra.
Yeah, let's call a water
let's
taxi.
Go okay,
let's go to the...
Yarra.
We're going to go down to that bit on the Yarra where there's a little... where you can get a like this boat restaurant thing.
Can I just quickly use a sledgehammer to whack off one of the arms of the statues that has a briefcase attached so that I've got a weapon?
Yeah,
all
sure.
All right, great.
Whack.
Done.
So you've got that. You still have to get to the Yarra, so you walk down Swanson.
Swanson, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The streets are pretty quiet, actually. It doesn't have any of that festival buzz that you often get on Swanson. People seem to be staying indoors. There's some people like kind of rubbernecking out like the various windows, sort of trying to see. But you guys like kind of have run of the street. So you didn't want to take anything from the ambulance, did you?
We blew it up.
You blew it up.
Okay, yeah, we should have taken stuff.
Because there was medicine in there.
I'm sure.
There was some fentanyl.
So how are you feeling? How's your bite?
Yeah, let's. Can we do a mark check?
Yeah. Show us your dick. Well,
yeah. Show us.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Come on.
Mark. All right. Mark. How much do I have to roll to show them my dick?
You know what? You can just do it.
Okay, great. I show them my dick. Okay.
Does it have bite marks on it?
Yes.
It
does. Akmal bite marks.
Yeah, okay. So
but do they look infected?
I will tell you this. They look...
Akmal's mouth is like as dirty as a Komodo dragon.
Are there still...
it's actually... He might not be a zombie, but he could really like get some... Yeah, anyway.
Are there still people rubbernecking in the windows as like a bunch of comedians suddenly turn around... As slowly Mark Bonanno unbuttons his jumpsuit and shows them his dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Because to show us your dick, you have to just get fully naked.
I have to kind of fully,
There's definitely a fan who comes by and is like, man, I love the show. I just want to
thank you. Thank you. I'm kind of in the middle of something with friends at the moment, but we get a selfie.
Can I have a photo?
Yeah.
Some of the rubberneckers just do this. They're like looking and just go. Blinds.
How long ago did he bite you?
Oh.
An hour ago, 20 minutes ago. So it's probably zombie related then.
So it's about midday that he bit you. I will say the bite mark looks like a bite mark. It doesn't have any kind of. It doesn't look any different. If somebody bit you outside of a zombie apocalypse, it would probably look like that.
Mm. How about we make a deal? We'll give you a knife, and if you start feeling like a zombie, you have to promise to kill yourself.
Oh, I thought you were going to say cut my dick off. Which I'm also happy to do before I kill myself.
Is that how it works? If we cut your dick off.
You don't become
it
a zombie?
Won't spread?
I'm pretty sure.
Do you well, you're the one convincing us.
Cut my
us
dick
of
off. Cut my right. dick off.
What kind of check? Okay, what kind of check? On. I feel like as someone with the social trait megalomaniac.
Yeah.
And also with the mental skill freak brain.
Uh-huh.
I reckon I should be the one to cut Mark's dick
Wait,
off.
Wait, what's the sharpest thing we have on us?
Yeah, that was going to be my
the
question.
The sledgehammer.
You're just going to have to pulverize
flat rock.
Guys, cut it off, Hing!
This could kill Mark Bonanno.
Cutting his dick off.
Cutting his dick off. Before you cut his dick off, can I ask... Question: Where's the bite on me?
The bite on you is on your shoulder.
Why don't I get my shoulder right up to Mark's dick and we compare bites?
We can compare.
That's a lovely idea.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm okay.
It's very hard to talk Hing down at this moment.
And a dick and a shoulder are just quite hard to get next to each other.
Yeah.
Just like the most reasonable person in our group is a zombie. Let's just.
He's not a zombie yet, that. But it's a good point.
Okay, so let's compare the bites.
Don't get too close. We don't want them to be infected.
Who wants us to do the comparison?
I've got good logic. I'll do it.
Okay, I want this to be a 3 red, 1 blue.
Oh, all right.
So his shoulder is right up against Mark's penis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have incredible recall. Can I get another blue? Because I saw your bite mark as well. So I've seen a couple of zombies.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, yeah.
Sure. All right. Yeah, that looks... I'm looking at it and I have no idea. And they look like completely different things. And I'm panicking now and I'm like... Yeah, that's... I reckon that's this. What do you? That's the same. Do we agree?
Oh,
that's...
Oh no! We just remember Dave has that thing where he can't recognize people's faces. Maybe it's the same thing, but for zombie
I'm
bites.
I'm increasingly discovering it. Yeah. Okay. Somebody else. Somebody
right, so you get, cool. You cool. Get, you get... Mark, put it out. Let's go.
All right.
Squat down.
Wait, wait,
no. Excuse me. No.
What?
We are not mashing Mark Bonanno's dick into a pulp.
He said I could.
You can do it if he's a zombie. I promise, Michael, you can
no,
be the first
we're
one.
Doing it now to cauterize the wound so he doesn't become
no.
a zombie.
What's your... I have a lighter. I can cauterize the wound with a lighter.
What, so you want to burn off his dick and not
no,
pulverize
we'll
it?
No, his dick later if and when he's a zombie, so, hey, and not before.
No, we need to do it now because otherwise it's going to spread. It's like a snake bite.
We're agreed. We're not going to destroy beautiful Mark Bonanno's penis.
He's asking me to do it. Mark, do you want me to do it?
I'm going to stand in the bathroom for a little bit. When you've decided, you come get me. All right? I am overwhelmed.
So the horde has started its way.
Buttoning up.
If if you need me, I will be standing in the bathroom. Is there a bathroom? Yeah, there is. There's a public toilet, I think, around there. So you
probably go about Hungry Jack's if we've gotten that far.
No, we're going towards Crown.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a Hungry Jack's
that's
there.
South.
Guys, okay. There's an airstrike coming. We have to go.
Let's get the fuck out.
Because also, as you see, the zombies have made it to the corner of Burke and Swanson, and they've turned the corner into Swanson.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of generally coming in your direction.
Yep. Towards us.
Towards you, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We've got to go a different way. We don't want to go towards them.
No, you're still going away from them.
They're following us.
We're running away from them, even.
I don't want to run towards them. I know. I want to be
we clear. Won't. We won't. All right, let's hightail it to Crown.
So, do you get Mark out of the bathroom?
Yes.
We'll get him before he goes.
I'm very happy to stay. I'm very happy to stay here.
No, we grab Mark from the bathroom and we start running towards Crown.
I put him on my shoulders and run.
Okay, yeah. Great. Tom?
I buy him some cotton candy.
Tom, can you,
I win him a big bear.
Alex, can you do a 2-2 roll on logic for me? Or maybe
can I have some popcorn?
I know that we're not your real dads, but I hope that one day you'll learn.
Yeah, she passes.
You pass, but you take two stress on mental. Because you look and you see that your beautiful, lovely friend, Tom Cardi, has become a zombie now.
Oh, I cry. I cry easily.
Yeah.
And this is one of the instances where I cry.
So I'd like you to take two damage
you
for that.
You didn't
then.
Cry when Ben died.
But Tom had so much left to give.
All right.
So Tom is now a zombie, and the way that it works...
Oh, beautiful boy.
All right, I'm sorry.
Boy.
So I'm sorry, Tom, but you know the rules. Get your dick out.
Give me the sledgehammer. Let's do it.
One of my features is can turn off his heart to the cries of children.
Great.
And I've got this, like, metal hand with a metal briefcase on the end.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you want to...
So let me just describe what Tom's doing. Tom is... Because he is such a creature of the music, he is still playing.
You're describing him like he's a woodland elf.
He is. He is still playing. He's playing possibly even better than he was before. That part of his brain is still there. So he's playing along.
His theater sports brain.
Yeah. I'm just playing the songs that I learned in like when I was 10 years old, which is...
It's like Hal shutting down, singing Daisy, Daisy.
Yeah, it's okay. Like...
Wait, and how tense does it get if you just play the beginning of Chopsticks over and over again?
I can do this.
It's pretty... and as long as he's playing, he's not really trying to kill anybody. He's like, half-heartedly, he kind of takes a swipe every now and again.
He's still wearing the mask.
But the cone's working.
Okay.
Yeah, let's keep him. Please, can we keep him?
Yes, yes, yes.
This will help us keep pace as we make our way to the
casino. Yes, exactly.
All right, but we got to go. We got to go.
Yeah, let's go.
We always get stuck in riff.
All right, great. This is, as you make your way, you're now at Flinders Street Station.
Yep. And we go down the tunnel to that bridge that goes directly... Oh, no, we go down the stairs to that platform to get on the boat.
Can you do a, like, I guess a logic or perception... Whatever perception is.
Yeah, it's logic, yeah, I guess.
That's just logic.
Yeah. Just you, a single one?
I would like you to do a 2-2 for me.
2-2? What 2-2?
2-2.
What 2-2? Can I have an extra one because of freak brain?
I don't need to explain myself.
Yeah, I pass, but
you
take pass. Some damage.
You get the feeling, the really strong feeling that you are being watched.
Uh-huh.
I'm right behind you.
And not being watched by another member of your party.
All right, who's out there? What's happening?
You hear a, like, skittering giggle.
Oh, no, it's Demi.
And stepping out of the shadows... with her face painted half in blood.
Oh, no.
And her head shaved. You have no idea how she possibly had the time to do all this, but she's full like road warrior now.
Oh, Demi, thank God you're the same normal Demi as always.
She steps out of the darkness with Zach as well and with Greg Larson.
Are they all road warriored?
They're in a gang, right? They've taken this time to form a gang.
Oh, we should have formed a gang.
Why were they hanging out without me?
Any missed SMSs?
No.
Demi is holding an impossibly large knife.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, hashtag knife sale, bitches. And Demi's like, I gotta be honest with you guys, I don't feel good about this, but I'm gonna need all your stuff.
No.
What have you got?
We don't have... Well,
empty your pockets. What have you got?
You're going to rob me, Demi?
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
I'm great with children.
D
Demi is the size of a child?
Yeah.
That's got to count for something here.
I'm going to give you advantage. Like, what are you going to try? What's your move? What are you going to try and do?
I'm going to convince them all to kill themselves.
Do you reckon?
That's how good I am
you,
with children.
You reckon you could convince a child to kill itself?
I reckon. It says it on here.
You're good at talking people off a ledge, so you could sort of use those powers reverse.
Exactly.
Right?
You're a manipulative little bitch.
I am a manipulative little bitch, so together we are going to ruin their self-esteem.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So paper thin already.
Demi is like, Demi is getting really annoyed. Greg doesn't seem like he feels great about this.
Uh-huh.
Well, he wouldn't.
But he's a big guy, so he starts moving toward you, Mark. He's right. Like, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
And he like goes to restrain you.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Actually, do you know what he does? He's like, I'm sorry, man, and he just clocks you in the mouth.
Does he get to roll for the...
Yeah, he gets to... You do dex and see if you can dodge him.
Okay.
Two.
Two and two.
Two. That's a pass.
It's a pass.
Okay, you jump back, and you're like, Greg.
Mm.
What are you going to say to Greg?
Well, I don't know. That's very unlike Greg.
Well, yeah. But you feel like he's in the thrall of Demi. You know what I mean? Like,
Right. Okay. Well, I want to go for Demi. I feel like I dodge Greg.
Yep.
And now I want to try and talk to Demi, great with children.
Okay, go. What are you going to say?
I'm going to say, Demi, you should jump into the river and see how long you can hold your breath for.
Now, this would usually be an impossible role.
The way he says
can
it.
Can I help?
Sure, yeah.
Because, Demi, I heard Michelle Brazier say that you couldn't hold your breath for longer than a minute. And
I
really
heard five. I heard 5 minutes, so, yeah.
Okay, so, again, this would otherwise be impossible, but I'm going to allow it. I'm going to give you 3 red, but I'm going to give you 2 blue. One because you're great with children, and one because Alex is helping you.
All right, great. Okay.
And what have you got to roll? This is your. I'm going to call this an empathy check.
No, I got 5 empathy.
Perfect
baby.
Empathy.
Okay, so you've just got to roll something lower than a.
And that is a success. The stress cancels out, so 2 points of social stress. But that is a big old success.
And I just put my face right up close to Zach and say, boom.
And Zach hightails it out of there. He runs. Greg's still sticking around. Demi goes, Michelle Brazier said what? And she jumps into the Yarra. And after 5 minutes, she still has not come up.
Bye.
Congratulations, you killed Demi Lardner. Do you want to take Greg with you, or...?
He could be good. What's he armed with? Does he have a weapon?
He's just covered in slippy lube.
Yeah, he's very oily. He's completely covered
Maybe
in oil.
Maybe he can keep an eye on Tom. He can be on Tom watch.
Okay, and Greg says, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, we give him the Tom leash.
Okay, so now you are at the Yarra, and you see, there's a bridge down there, the one that's, I think, near the Arts Centre. That's I think if you walk down Swanson, that's where you'd end up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Queenbridge.
Yep. And it is, you see, like, teeming. A horde of maybe 200 or 300 are, like, packed shoulder to shoulder on one side of that bridge, and they're slowly making their way across.
So they're in front of us.
They're in front of me.
But we're going to go down the stairs.
Okay.
Away from the bridge. So you cut right before you get to that bridge. You go down the stairs, mm-hmm. and we're going to get to either the bridge that goes across directly into Crown, or we're going to get in that boat.
Okay, so just... The horde, the Burke Street horde, is now kind of behind you at a distance that is disconcerting.
Yeah.
And the horde in front of you is coming over the bridge. So you're gonna go down onto the foreshore area.
Yeah.
The pier.
Get on one of those boats where they do the lunches and the cruises, the river boat.
Yeah.
The big ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that what you're gonna do?
Well, we should only do that if we see another horde, because there's a bridge that literally goes from there directly across to Crowns.
Let's take the bridge.
This is the footbridge. Yeah.
I was thinking about like long term catering. I'm sure there's a lot of food on that boat, but the airstrike really changes things.
Yes.
Wanted to get something, you should have done it while we were on Swanson
Street.
Yeah,
that's true. Damn it.
So I'm gonna say, yeah, you can do that. And you go down there, and you're passing a bunch of other of those kind of party boats. In your path is people who appear to have been on a Bucks night. They're all wearing, or Bucks day, rather. They're all wearing sort of MJ Bale suits.
Kill them all.
Greg, kill.
They are zombies.
Okay.
I know that doesn't change anything. They are zombies. So you're saying to Greg, take care of them?
I give him the sledgehammer.
There's five of them.
Oh, nice.
I'll roll for Greg. He gets advantage because he's huge. So I'll do one.
Greg versus the world.
Whoop. One of them doesn't hit.
Oh.
In fact, he gets spit.
Oh, no.
And the other one does. So he knocks one of them into the water with a sledgehammer, but he is bit. What are you going to do?
Let's push past. Everyone push past. We'll use Tom Cardy as a human shield. Well, a zombie shield to kind of keep the zombies between us and them and just go. Forget Greg Larson. Just forget him. He's not even on the stage right now. It's fine. Does that work?
Wait, how many box zombies are left?
Three.
Do they have any coke?
I mean, probably. You get the sense that they probably do. Do you want to risk that?
I don't need it that bad right now.
I think we should fight them. I don't think pushing past them with just Tom Cardy as a shield is going to work.
You're right.
I'm
we gonna, should
I'm
get the code.
I'm going
to
climb on them with my bit of statue.
Okay, great. 2-2. Yep, that hits, okay. But you take 1 point.
Stress. Do you want to do the other one, Alex? Because you've got your mic
straight,
stand.
Like, yeah, playing him, and he's going to, like, topple over into the river.
I got my mic stand.
That is a big old fail in stress.
Oh, boy.
You...
I swing and I hit myself in the head.
Yeah, basically. You take 2 points of physical damage.
Okay.
I'll attack.
How are you looking?
I'm halfway dead.
Because you also have a broken arm, remember?
Yeah, so what?
Yeah, we should stop getting you to do that.
Well, you told me to.
Yeah, so, I'll swing my paint tin at the last one.
Great.
No.
No. Michael, I want you to make another check for me. So you take 2 points of physical damage, and I want you to take another physical check for me. 2-2.
That passes.
Okay, you manage to, like, throw off the zombie. You don't dispatch it, but you throw off the zombie before it can bite you.
Okay.
Okay, so there's still
can
one
I
left.
Can I kick that zombie that he's just thrown off into the river?
Yeah, 2-2.
Like a fly kick?
Why not?
Can you? Is that only your proficiency?
Look, I've got here in my mental, definitely thinks he can do a backflip. Is my mental negative? My physical negative definitely cannot do a backflip. But here we go. One overrides the other. Hey, yeah.
Does that pass? What's your physical? No!
Vitality, yeah, it's an uno. No.
You fly past the zombie into the Yarra.
Oh, the water's pretty nice, guys. It's actually... Hey, there's
no zombie.
Oh, no,
it's Demi Lardner.
No!
I've got a big knife. No.
You see two little buns on the top of the water coming towards you.
You are now in the Yarra, so what do you want to do? You're all wet. And from memory, that for sure, it's actually quite hard to get back up.
I want to swim to the Dogfish Head Island, the little bar in the middle there.
Yeah.
Ponyfish Island.
Sure.
In the middle of a bridge.
Okay.
That we were going towards anyway.
Yeah, I feel like that's quite far.
Yeah, swimming is hard.
And when was the last time Aiden Lacey went for a swim?
I swim a lot.
Like
I'm
laps?
Floating. No, laps. What are you talking about?
So you're just,
I'm a breaststroker.
You're just
all
thinking
day.
About the time you got wet, basically.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. It's
okay,
always...
I reckon this is good. So you're going to try and swim out. I'm going to make this really hard because swimming is harder than people think.
And we got to kill somebody in this show. All right.
So let's make it 3-1.
Oh,
you're red.
It's going to be hard. I got faith in the dice. Bye, guys! 3. Physical vitality is 3. Do I need to get under it, though?
Is it under or
yeah,
on?
Under.
So, you start to drown. What are you guys going to do?
Oh, cool.
Well,
did he have the key for the apartment?
So Eden fell into the water, where and now all the bachelors have been driven back.
Yeah. There's still one, because he fly-kicked past.
If he's swimming towards the other side, should we just... leg it and try and meet him on the other side, and if he dies, if he comes, amazing, and if he doesn't, like, it happens.
Oh, he's visibly drowned.
Thanks, Dave. Somebody throw me a fucking microphone cord.
Oh.
I throw it in the paint tin and see if he can grab it.
Yeah,
can
you,
I try and fish it out
actually,
with my mic stand?
You can, but I'd like Eden to do a dex check to 2 to try and dodge the paint tin.
No, because it was to fish.
But wait, if I've got a dexterity of 1, does that mean I can't pass?
No, a 1 will succeed.
Okay, 1 will succeed.
Well, You get hit on the head with the bank tin. Donk. Pass out and sink to the bottom of the Yarra.
Oh, we just had to leave him here.
No, guys, I think Tom bit him. I think I saw Tom bite him. I think I saw Tom bite. Didn't you, Tom? You
and
bit
I just
him,
shake,
didn't you?
I go shake my head. I go, ugh.
What, you guys are fucked. This, we have to leave him.
All right, let's go. Why do you have to leave me?
Michael Heen has killed more people than any zombie I've met so far.
Well, yeah, but...
I mean, if we're talking about threats here...
I reckon we overpower Hing. We tie him to the bridge for the zombies, and we head off to the casino.
Agreed.
Hing, I'm Agreed. Sorry, but like you've killed too many dragon friends.
All right, I'd have to take a swing at Dave then, I guess. What's
yeah,
my...
well, how's what? So, do you say this out loud?
I'm saying it quietly to these two.
Okay, so
and
you
Simon will play along. Yeah,
so yeah, you yeah. have a bit of time to okay. work out how you're going to do this. Can Hing is now. I'm going to set the scene for you. Yeah. Hing is like standing. up, Hing hasn't heard any of this. Okay. But he's just killed his friend, and he's starting to have some trauma about
fucked,
it.
Right? I've got the I've got the Maguire.
Yeah,
phone.
It's enough. It's yeah, enough. Got the built phone. Up enough.
Yeah, I've got the Maguire phone. I reckon we leave Hing here. They'll take the zombies, and if we take Hing with us, he's just going to kill us one by one and take the phone. You know this. He's already probably thought that it's only going to get meant to get Eddie through. He's going to kill us all and take.
Are you
the
trying
phone.
To convince me? Because I'm bored.
Yeah,
you don't need to try
I'm
and
just,
convince.
I'm just thinking out loud. I'm thinking.
Michael Hing is not going to rest until he mashes Mark Bonanno's dick into a pulp. It's I'm true. Sure.
I thought I could try and distract him with some sketch comedy.
Oh yeah.
While you guys then get him and tie him to the
okay,
bridge.
So
okay,
is
that
plan.
Is a perfect plan.
Yeah.
Hing, you are starting to get a little bit kind of anxious and dare I say paranoid because these three have been just talking a little huddle by themselves after you just again beamed Eden with a paint tin after he was begging to be saved from drowning.
That was an accident.
Sure. So you have
oh, you killed two of the dragon friends and suddenly you're the bad guy.
So you locked me in an ambulance, man.
You went in the ambulance, man.
So these guys have the element of surprise if you want to get the jump on him. But Mark, you were going to distract him with some sketch comedy, is that right?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
So this is a game. You've got very high charisma. You've got four charisma, so I'm going to get you to do 2-2.
But also, what are you doing exactly?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
I found out I'm gay. That's just something, just a nice solo monologue
so
sketch.
This is new gear.
This is what?
No, this is old gear. Yeah. This is 9 years old, this bit, so I know it works.
Okay. So what do you do? You
I need Michael one more Hing red.
When's the last time you saw this sketch, Michael Hing?
Oh, probably that. Like 9 years ago.
Okay, so it could feel fresh.
Right, would you want... Oh, how about I say to you, do you want found out I'm gay or do you want the come on my keys sketch?
You know, I like the new stuff better. You know what I mean?
Can I just ask? I feel like you probably need to justify why you're doing this.
It doesn't seem like it.
That's
true. We're getting into a thing about what sketch... Well, how about I do the mime sketch from the Netflix show for you?
You know what? I thought it was fine. The Netflix thing was fine.
Oh shit.
I want you to make
oh,
a
shit. I want spiraling.
Mark, I want you to make a save. I want you to do a 3 red, 1 blue.
This is a self-esteem check.
This is a self-esteem check.
One more red.
This is a self-esteem check, so probably up against your
social.
Yeah, I suppose so.
No, willpower. This willpower,
I think, yeah.
God. Your willpower is 2. That is a failure, and that is 3 points of stress.
Fuck.
You start spiraling.
I knew you didn't like it, you prick.
Simon, now grab him.
Yeah, I guess I just grab him.
Yeah, man, and I help. Right. Me and Simon both run it.
Do we do opposed checks? What do we do now?
You are two
oh,
against...
No.
You
are surprisingly fit.
You are 2 against 1. You are surprisingly fit, so I'm going to make it a bit... You are surprisingly fit, so I'm not going to make it impossible. I'm going to do 2-2.
For me?
This is against your physical.
Okay, yeah.
We'll just do see who gets the most successes.
Yeah.
All right, so it's a 2-2 for us as well?
I'd have a double success.
That's, yeah.
But also, I take the fatal points of damage and I die. So... Can I suggest what happens?
Sure.
Is I think this is what happens. I go, stay back.
Right.
And I swing the paint tin around, and I reckon I get to clock 2 of them, and then it comes back around and clocks me in the face.
I say probably it goes round and round around your neck and strangles
you. Yeah. Here's what happens.
Snaps my fucking neck.
You're close. Yeah. You do exactly that. So you guys...
Who are you aiming for?
It's me and Dave, I guess.
You and Dave.
Okay, I only have 3 points of physical stress before I die.
Who is it? You've done enough to me, you bastard.
Actually, can I just... Can I trade in both of my points to mash Mark's dick?
No, you may not. You hit them...
Oh, let him do it!
You hit
a good dungeon master says yes.
No, okay, I hit Dave and I hit Simon.
You hit Dave and Simon. Do checks, 2-2, to see if you take damage.
I take 1 point of stress, so I'm cool. Down to 2.
And Simon, you take 1 point of stress. Hing, the paint can, as Simon says, swings around and around and around and around and around, and around, and around your neck, getting ever tighter and ever faster.
I'll kill you all!
Until your head pops off your body like a grape. And goes into the Yarra.
My final word is, as my head flies into the Yarra, is... Come!
Obviously, it's really sad that Hing died by choking himself out on a bridge, but did anyone else feel for the last second like it looked like he was kind of into it?
Yeah. Yeah. Why do you think he yelled come when he fell?
Yeah, you see my body entirely limp except for my rock hard dick lying lifeless on the floor.
It props you up.
Did we remember to make this show 18 plus?
I was thinking, I was really hoping there weren't any children or Eddie Maguire or Arthur here. I didn't think to check those three things. Can you imagine if Eddie Maguire was like, oh, this looks fun?
I need a good laugh.
Just sitting there like in the dark, not able to leave.
Come to the front of the stage. Come on.
Come on, Eddie.
Come on.
I'm anticipating a sternly worded email from Akmal.
Speaking of, Mark, you feel pretty good. Like,
it's
very possible. You're now starting to think that it's very possible that Akmal just beat you on the dick.
Yeah. And anyone who screams come when they come, I don't care what they think about my Netflix show. I've judged them and judged them harshly.
So, speaking of Eddie Maguire, his phone starts ringing.
Oh, shit. You want to answer it?
Okay, before you were actually using your phone and now you're not, and so now I'm confused.
Is the dramatic conceit not working for you?
No. All right, great.
Hing, mate. Hing, are you there? The airstrike's coming in 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Who's that?
Hing, still.
Do a 2-2, because,
do some classic Michael Hing gear so he knows it's you.
Yeah.
Actually, if you want another dice, I'll give you another blue dice if you can right now do some good Michael Hing gear.
Unfortunately, I've never watched him do stand-up. I'm happy with 2-2. Let's see how it goes. That's a success. That's a huge success.
Okay, great.
Oh, shit, but that's more social damage. So you are now 2 social away from dying as well.
Okay, right.
Well, I guess a social death would be you go to the bathroom and don't come
forever,
back.
Forever, yeah. Which doesn't sound too bad.
That is exactly what will happen if you don't, if you get 2 more points of damage there. Peter Hellier goes, well, Hing, I can't see you on any of the lists here, but, like, you know, I was talking with Rove.
Good friend of mine.
Yep.
Dave Callan
as well.
Dave Callan's on the
list. Dave Callan, Scott.
Who made this fucking list?
Gleason, ironically.
Excuse me, are there any women of colour on this list? This is a very problematic list.
Oh.
What is this, the Melbourne Comedy Gala?
Who's that?
This is Alex Lee.
From SBS.
Yeah. You don't know who I am, but that's okay.
Oh, Alex. Yeah, you're on the list.
Oh, fuck you guys. Bye.
That's weird. They must have just gotten your number wrong. Because we tried to text you.
Oh, yeah, nah. Shit, I forgot my phone.
Well, you and Hing just, you know, turn up. You got to be quick about it.
Dave here. Do they have any...
Who?
Maybe I'm on the list too. My name's Dave Harmon. I'm the Dungeon
Dan
Master.
Dan Harmon? Dan Harmon's on the list.
Yes.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Great.
What about... is Auntie Donna on the list?
Excuse me?
Auntie Madonna.
Is that a woman? Is that an old woman?
No, it's three men. They do sketch comedy. It's very popular.
Okay.
I don't like it. But I'm a fucking asshole.
No, I'm afraid it's not on the list.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I'm Michael Hing, so that's fine. I'm on the list.
Good. All right, and he hangs up.
Well, sorry, Simon, I guess this is...
Wait, nobody has a plus one?
Yeah, I forgot to ask if we get plus ones to these things.
Do you want to call Pete Hellier back?
Yeah, hang on, redial.
Pete.
Yeah.
Hey, you fuck. Oh, no, I'm going to be intimidating. Pete.
Yeah.
How's your wife going in the bunker?
What?
How's your wife going in the bunker?
She's fine.
Aha, so you do get plus ones.
Hang up. Thanks, Al.
Brilliant.
Okay, you now have a rough idea about that you probably can get into the bunker with some difficulty, but the question remains... getting to the bunker. And also, in the time that it took bullying Pete Hellier...
And killing Michael Hing,
that airstrike is now...
He killed himself. It was on his terms.
That airstrike is now probably 5 minutes away. You can actually hear the rumble of jets.
All right, let's hoof it.
So you're still walking down by the foreshore?
I think we're ready to run at this point.
Yeah, we're going
to
run.
Yeah, you're going to run down the foreshore.
Oh, wait, actually, no, running... That's not so good for me.
Is that the Crohn's?
Yeah, it's rheumatoid arthritis, but I mean... No, that's fine. I'm going to...
Yeah, Dave, you are...
Are you going to make me do a dice roll for this?
Yeah, I am.
I can also only run in short bursts due to dislike of exercise.
Uh-huh. So I think everybody, because nobody's in great shape.
Well, I can run for ages.
Mark's fine.
But you still have to pretend to be Michael Hing when you get there.
That's I do sketch comedy. I'll be all
I want you two to do a
shit.
Yeah, a 2-2.
Okay. So the good news is I passed it, but I take. Two more points of... I suppose, is it physical damage?
Unfortunately, David, it is physical damage, which means...
Did I run so fast I killed myself?
Yeah. Yes.
You ran so fast that your little heart exploded.
Oh, Jesus.
You did say my positive feature was spry and nimble like a mouse. So.
Yeah. So, Dave, what happens is you are running alongside Alex. Oh, can you see if you pass, please?
Oh, shit.
It's harder than it looks.
Can you do it for me?
Nope, that's a perfect success.
I sprint past Dave.
So you're running
like a gazelle.
You're running alongside Dave, and you're like, "Wow, Dave's really keeping up. Like, this is really good." And then you just look across, and he's face down on the ground. So, David, you're not going to do anything? No, Alex. I mean,
well, I'm just going to check his pulse.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to roll him into the river. Oh, wait, who's got the phone? I just wanted your corpse to have a dignified ending. I didn't want it to be ripped apart by zombies.
And yet you can see the shark fin of Demi Lardner already circling.
As you watch Dave's body sink to the bottom of the Yarra, and with it possibly the only chance you had at getting into the bunker, and as overhead you see jets starting to fly over, you wonder to yourself if this may have gone another way if you hadn't been such stupid dead shits. Are you still running toward the bridge?
Yeah. I'm bolting. Yeah.
And Simon, you
yeah, what? They're not going to bomb the river. If they're going to bomb, but they're not going to carpet bomb the river. They're going to bomb buildings and stuff. So
yeah, we're close to the casino, and the army's not going to bomb the people or the famous people in the casino.
I think we go to that bar that's in the middle of the river.
So okay. you're gonna jump into the Yarra and try and swim.
No, we'll go by the bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it eaten by Demi.
It's yeah. You can get to the bar other ways. Swimming.
Would be a very unpopular bar if that were the case. okay, you're running toward the other bridge. As you run toward the other bridge, I'm going to give you one more chance to do something here. You're right that they're not going to bomb the river, but the bombs do start falling. As you see the jets go past, the bombs start falling. You hear the sound of thunder. as another part of Melbourne explodes.
So the army's just bombing everyone.
Yeah, I think it's a scorched earth thing, so the virus doesn't get out.
Dictator Dan strikes again.
Dictator Dan strikes.
You have one moment to do something if you want before the bombs fall on you.
What?
How about a bit of bloody sketch comedy?
I turn to Mark and I say, I think your Netflix special was just... You guys just did such a good job.
Thank you so much.
You looked
much.
Like you were having a lot of fun.
Yeah,
we were. It was great. We had to move to LA for a couple of months.
And as you're saying this, you are incinerated by hellfire from above as the three of you are the last of the Dragon Friends to die in this situation. Tom Cardy is still playing, and he's still kind of marching along pleasantly as he himself goes up in flames. And the last sound that you hear is his beautiful piano playing as those before you. Ben was the first, then fell Eden, then fell Michael. All of you die as the end of the world comes for you and for many citizens in Melbourne, except those lucky few who are able to get to the bunker. I'm talking... Andy Maguire's friends, like Sam Newman, like John Fane.
Together they will build a new Australia.
Yeah, together
they Daryl Summers.
A new Melbourne will rise with Daryl Summers by its side. This has been the end of the world. Good day to you.
Yeah. Do you know what absolutely fucking sucks? Is we all died. Every one of us died a horrible death, except for Hing, who got exactly what he wanted.
Would you please give a huge hand of applause to our guest, Mark Bonanno.
Thank you.
To David Harmon, to Alex Lee, to Michael Hing, to Simon Griner, to Eden Lacey, and to the beautiful, wonderful, zombified Tom Cardy.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Bye, bye, everyone.
Bye.
Friendship is forever. Friendship never ends. It doesn't matter what time you're in. You're still a dragon friend.
It's funny, when we were doing warm-up before, sort of warm-up, it was sound check, it wasn't warm-up. We were warming up the mics, when you get asked to do a sound check, you feel like you need to say something funny, even after all these years, you feel like, and Ali doesn't give a shit, Ali just wants to know that Alex started doing a bit, and it wasn't working at all, and she was like, I've got to be honest with you, when I started the bit, I just thought I'd find it on the way, and then I realized that I wasn't... That was kind of the Dave's Dead bit for me. I was like, I'm just like wandering down this like comedy lane, and I'm sure I'll find a joke. Like, there's got to be a joke.
Is it happening again?
I think it might be.
It feels like it might be.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.